Okay, so I got into Kansas City, Missouri this morning at about 10 a.m. and I've just been sort of checking out a bit of the city, and now I'm on my way with my Uber driver, Abdi, a really cool bloke I met, who's picked me up from my hotel as he's driving me to Sporting Park for the Sporting Kansas game tonight. So I'm pretty excited about that, being able to check out Sporting Park for the first time. Heard a lot about it in terms of what they do for fans and the technology there, and I've downloaded the app to be able to finally use the app as well, so because it's got a lot of really interesting aspects to their app. I'm just talking to Abdi, and Abdi was just sort of talking to me about what it's like being a sports fan in Kansas. Keep talking. Okay. Tell me what you were what you were saying about, you know, Kansas and being a sports fan here.
Sounds good. Kansas, the town itself, the fabric of this town is, it is a small town. Again, it's a metro. So everybody feels like they're living in a small town. They feel so connected to their teams, and so connected to everybody that is local. So if it is in terms of food or... So if it is food or sports or anything else, that is really local, people stood behind it. So if everybody, when you walk around town, you would gonna see a bunch of people who are celebrating or cheering or drinking or getting together or participating in some sort of a sports event, whether it's soccer, baseball, football, it doesn't matter. So on one day, on a Saturday or Sunday, everybody's red, everybody's is wearing red shirts in support of the Chiefs football team. And then on a Saturday or on another weekday, then everybody's is wearing a blue and light blue shirts in support of Sporting KC for the soccer games. So it is that kind of strong connection to the local teams that makes this town a sports town.
That's a really interesting kind of thing. Like, obviously there's a lot of community here, community spirit with people that support the Royals, the Chiefs, and Sporting Kansas as well. What's the biggest team in Kansas,
for example? For the biggest team is the football team, which is the predominant sports game here across the U.S. But for example, when you walk into the Arrowhead Stadium, which is the stadium for the football team, it is recorded as the loudest sports arena in the world.
Well,
that it holds the record of the loudest any sports gathering, whether soccer, football, no matter what it is.
Well, it's such a shame there's no game on while I'm here for that one.
Yeah, and that can tell you how people are really fascinated about this game, and even you can feel, for example, there's a game and the home team won that game, you can feel it. People are gonna get out in celebrations, people are gonna flock into bars, people are gonna get together in friends' places.
Yeah.
They were gonna have some sort of events like barbecue or whatever, just because they are feeling that good about the team winning that specific game. And the other thing that's really interesting about Sporting KC is that it is owned by a local business and entrepreneur. And then, for example, there is a big technology company called Cerner, and it is the same owners who own Sporting KC.
Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, and the sole purpose they bought that is just to keep Sporting KC and the love of sport and love of soccer in town.
Yeah.
So that, for example, investor will come in and buy in and move the team to some other place.
Yeah, yeah.
So it can tell you, it doesn't matter if they're investors or local fans or just a typical driver like me, they all stood behind their teams and they're really into supporting their team.
That's really interesting. You know, the knowledge you've got there from this town and stuff like that about, you know, why they love their sports and that, and it's great to talk to a local about that kind of stuff. You were saying before you're a fan of Real, Chelsea, and then Sporting Kansas in football or soccer here. What makes you a fan of soccer in general, kind of thing? What do you love about, you know, being a fan?
For example, that's a really interesting question. But the thing is, I came here 2.5 years ago. So I'm from Ethiopia originally, and then I grew up with soccer. We called it football there, but here in the U.S., we call it soccer. So it is in kind of our blood. Yeah, I was playing since I was 3 years, four or five years old.
Yeah.
I was doing some sort of soccer game, as far as I remember, since I started kicking something.
Yeah.
Or maybe since. So that is the thing. It's not like I fell in love with sport. It's the sport I've been playing in a daily road and daily neighborhood since I was just maybe three years old with friend, five, six, 7 years old with friends. And then after that, as I grew up, I used to watch those professional games like English Premier League, the FA Cup, UEFA Champions League, UEFA Cup. All those other international leagues, La Liga, Serie A, and Bundesliga, all sorts of that. And then I was a strong Blues fan since 2004, since Mourinho came in.
Yep.
And then since then you can't tell. I would sit down for 90 minutes without doing anything else, and then I would feel comfortable by watching a game. And then that is the thing. Soccer is just kind of catchy thing. It's a strong feeling. It would get into you. You will never gonna know when you fell in love with it or when. So it's a very, very, very strange feeling.
That's right. So often though, like you just said, you know, 3 years old and kicking a ball around in Ethiopia, the idea that you know, it starts at such a young age, and you know, teams these days, they're doing things like you know, baby memberships and things like that, because they know that they've got to get that fan almost before they're born and get them in for life kind of thing. So it's interesting to hear you know, sort of how you sort of got involved in sport and became a fan. And you know, I and so many other thousands or millions of sports fans are the same. It starts from birth or from, you know, school and things like that.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about Sporting Kansas out here. So you said you've been to a game before. What was it like? Like, because they do a lot of technology, like what you were saying before.
Yeah.
A lot of interesting things there. What did you like about it? Did you think it was a good experience, like for you as a fan?
That is really interesting. The thing is, when you walk into Sporting Park, you're gonna feel really something really magic. All those 40,000 something people just came to watch a game, to enjoy some pastime, and to watch a local team playing against someone else. And then in that time, it really reinforces the thing of community and family. You're gonna stand with someone strange, and you're still rooting for the same team, saying, "Hey, go Sports KC," and then people are drinking together, having fun. So it is kind of intertwined. You're gonna feel excited. You're gonna feel, for example, also humbled by all those people coming together and watching the same game.
Like I said, I've heard a lot about Sporting Kansas and their fans, and you know, the rise of the MLS. We hear a lot about it in Australia, and I know English football fans hear about the rise of the American MLS as well. So it's I've been to a couple of MLS games before, but this has been on my bucket list for a while to be able to get to Sporting Kansas, because I've heard a lot about how they've built this team up around this community for football fans. So
that's right.
Yeah, and keep going. You're
right. Yep, and that's right, and that's what for example, Sporting Kansas is really a competitive team, and also. Except last season, they were doing good. They were the champions for the season before last season, and then they have always improving. They have also got very strong community works. Like they have like neighborhood stadiums. So they're developing those neighborhood parks so that people, for example, the next generation, next talent, will come out of these neighborhoods.
Yep, that's
they are building small parks in neighborhoods so that. For example, people are gonna have small clubs around their neighborhoods, and then so that they're gonna be able to harvest that talent sometime in the future.
You know how you said like KC Chiefs fans and the Royals, they wear the blue shirt or the red shirt when they're playing.
Yep.
When Sporting KC are playing, do people put on the light blue shirt or a Kansas shirt to sort of? If you're a Chiefs fan, you'll also come out here and support the team as well?
That is right. The people follow. And actually, the thing is, the fever in MLS is not as popular as football or baseball in here. But the trend is changing. Since, for example, say 20 years ago, when the U.S. hosted 1994 FIFA World Cup here in the U.S., people came to love soccer. Then people laugh, and then there is what they call some sort of movement is starting. Mm. Then what they call it soccer moms. So moms were gonna take their little kids to soccer practice field rather than to football practice field or baseball practice field.
Yeah. And also the rise of the women's...
For sports team, it's also popularizing the whole sport, especially the U.S. Women's soccer team. And the thing is, some parents have, for example, concerns about safety, for example, of football.
Yeah.
In terms of concussions or maybe life-threatening injuries.
Absolutely.
So more and more people came to know the game as a very interesting and very less recent game, then they took their kids to soccer practice field, and then they started these connections at the grassroots level from mothers and neighborhood, and then they call it soccer mom, hockey mom or something.
Yeah.
So in that case, and you can feel that trend and that progress for the last 20 years, you can even feel it on U.S. soccer team.
That's incredible, isn't it?
The national men's soccer team is improving every 2, 3, 4 years. And every tournament, they get into there more competitive than they were the last year.
Yeah.
And they are more and more competitive with those European or Southern American teams. And the other thing is, it is getting more and more popular. So you would walk around town and you're going to see people wearing Sporting KC shirts.
Yeah.
And at first, you would have to like soccer is something really small in the U.S.
Yeah.
Most people watch football and soccer. But it seems like more and more people are getting to know the game, and they're loving the game, and they're just supporting their teams for that reason.
And it's obvious then that Kansas City is a big sports-loving city, basically.
Is right. That is really true. It is. Sports is really into the DNA of this community. For example, I'm in the service business. I can feel what's going on in town.
Yeah.
So, for example, if there is a sports game, baseball or football or soccer, I can feel the demand. More and more people are getting out of work. They were gonna put their gears, their team's gear. Then they were gonna go out, go to the bars, watch a game, or go to the park, or go to the baseball field or whatever it is. And then you can feel something's really going
in
town.
Yeah.
The energy, and that's good for the economy. That's good for the community. And that's good for even at personal level. People go out and enjoy and have fun, let go all that stress of daily work, and then they would gonna have at least some good time with their family and themselves and with their friends. And
that's amazing.
Really interesting.
Well, it looks like we're getting close.
We are really getting close.
A stadium up over there.
It is on the right. No, that is the stadium.
Oh, there, right. Yeah. All right. Well, Abdi,
and they got a more modern stadium, modern built.
Modern stadium as well, which gets the fans
as well.
Yeah,
it's good. They're starting off expanding it, but it's really good park. And well, you're gonna feel all those businesses around the stadium are really connected to this sports field only.
Mm.
All those bars, restaurants, they support this, and then all the businesses and livelihoods dependent on this sports part. So you would get fascinated by what sports can do, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it shows, you know, why sport is so important to local communities and things like that as well, for businesses and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it looks like we're getting close. That looks like the stadium there. It does look nice and modern. Well, Abdi, thanks for the chat. That was an incredibly knowledgeable chat about Kansas City and where Sporting Kansas is and, you know, the people in this town. So thanks very much for the chat.
Yep, thanks. Nice talking to you, man. Nice talking to you, Blair.